Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... No Tigers on the Table. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Taiwan. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part 4, where the tigers roar! If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. Both Mr. Chen and his granddaughter were aghast. They watched Mr. Chen's grandson struggle to climb hurriedly up one of the extremely tall chairs to get on top of the extremely tall table while he was carrying his dog over his shoulder. And behind them, a tiger slipped in through the front door. Halfway up the chair, Mr. Chen's grandson paused to turn and look at the tiger. The tiger jumped up at him and his dog and snarled. Hastily, Mr. Chen and his granddaughter clambered across the table and reached their hands down to the boy and his dog. As they helped them up, Mr. Chen roared,
"No tigers on the table! Tables are for dinner!"
Mr. Chen's grandson scrambled onto the table next to him, then whispered,
Granddad, we are on the table."
Mr. Chen gave him a glare so hard it could knock down a forest. But then he saw the tiger going outside again, so he turned back to his grandson and said,
"Right, enough. Sit on that chair with your dog on your lap."
Mr. Chen and his granddaughter and grandson had just got comfortable in the chairs again when they heard 4 horrified screams, and in ran Mr. Chen's neighbors, a husband, a wife, and their 2 little girls. All were soaking wet from the rain and had terrified looks on their faces.
"Mr. Chen," they all yelled, "a tiger is trying to eat us!"
Mr. Chen, his grandchildren, and his grandson's dog were all aghast. They watched the family struggle to climb hurriedly up one of the chairs, the 2 girls piggybacking on their parents, as, behind them, the tiger slipped in through the front door. Halfway up the chair, the neighbors paused to turn and look at the tiger. The tiger jumped up at them and snarled. Frantically, Mr. Chen and his grandchildren clambered across the table and reached their hands down to the family. The dog stayed put. He knew he would only get in the way. As they helped them up, Mr. Chen roared,
"No tigers on the table! Tables are for dinner!"
As Mr. Chen's neighbors scrambled onto the table next to him, one of the little girls whispered,
"Mr. Chen, we are on the table."
Mr. Chen gave her a glare so hard it could knock down a mountain. But then he saw the tiger going outside again, so he turned back to his neighbors and said,
"Right, enough! Sit on that chair over there, all of you at once!"
Oh yes, Mr. Chen was stubborn, all right. Mr. Chen and his granddaughter and grandson had just got comfortable in their chairs again, and his neighbors had got as comfortable as they possibly could, sharing one chair between the 4 of them, when they all heard 7 horrified shrieks, and in ran the workers from the farm. All were sodden wet from the rain and had terrified looks on their faces.
"Mr. Chen," the workers yelled, "a tiger is trying to eat us!"
Everyone up the table was aghast. They watched the workers struggle to climb hurriedly up all of the chairs, as, behind them, the tiger slipped in through the front door. Halfway up the chairs, the farm workers paused to turn and look at the tiger. The tiger jumped up at them and snarled. desperately, Mr. Chen, his grandchildren, and his neighbors all clambered across the table and reached their hands down to the family. As they helped them up, Mr. Chen roared,
"No tigers on the table! Tables are for dinner!"
As the farm workers scrambled onto the table next to him, one of them whispered,
Mr. Chen, we are on the table."
Mr. Chen gave her a glare so hard it could knock down a mountain range. But then he had a feeling he'd never felt before. Despair. The farm worker was right. Even as the tiger went outside again, Mr. Chen knew he didn't have enough chairs for everyone to sit safely away from the tiger. But then he noticed their shoes, and his face became cantankerous again.
"Right, enough! Sit on the edges of the table, all of you, and keep your shoes off the table!"
Everyone had just got comfortable around the edges of the table, except for the dog. He was quite happy in the chair by himself, when they all heard a countless number of fearful wails, and in ran the rest of the village, drenched to the bone and with terrified looks on their faces.
"Mr. Chen!"
the rest of the village yelled.
"A tiger is trying to eat us!"
Everyone around the table was aghast. They watched the rest of the village struggle to climb hurriedly up all of the chairs. There were husbands, wives, children, policemen, soldiers, postmen, teachers, horse riders with their horses, bakers, and even the mayor. And behind them, the tiger slipped in through the front door.
That was part four of No Tigers on the Table. To find out if Mr. Chen's super tall table can keep the whole village safe from the tiger, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for next Tuesday's episode. Or if you can't wait, sign up to become an epic explorer. That way you can enjoy all our stories all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post so you can read them, alongside pictures from incredible artists such as Corky Paul, the illustrator for Winnie the Witch. There are two new stories every month, plus two bonus stories that only epic explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour over 30 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice and ask your grown-up to sit with you while you go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon!